It's back in time for week one. Set the tone, Greg. Lay it out.
Let's start with a trivia question. Do you guys remember, and Jim obviously more than Jeff, when we adopted Greg Palm's current methodology last year?
I don't know. Right around the time the playoff came out? November?
Yeah, November 12th. Week 12th. So that was pretty late in the season. This year, we have a true full season of Greg Palm right from the jump. The board is set. The matrix is all right. The teams are in their places. Did want to mention we have two new friends making the jump to FBS in 2025, Delaware and Missouri State, both in Conference USA. Brings our total up to 136.
I don't think we're going to hear Delaware or Missouri State again for Greg Palm, but welcome.
I'm just curious, how did he do last year? If you adopted it late, did you nail all top 12 teams?
No. His goal is to not predict the 12 teams.
Oh.
His goal is to give an unbiased ranking.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
It was more opinion-based until November.
Yes.
Understood.
But now we're going with data. Greg, lay it out to kick off the season.
Actually, before we get to the rankings, I do have a little surprise for you.
Oh, no. It's the Greg Palm Game of the Week.
Now, admittedly, I'm going to cheat here because I said I want this to involve at least one top 12 team. We don't have a top 12 team involved. That's because I've been looking forward to this game since I knew it was on the schedule three summers ago. And for this game, let's give you a little history lesson and go back to the magical year of 1990.
I thought Sony wasn't on the show anymore.
An absolutely nutso year in college football. Colorado and Georgia Tech split the national title.
Yes.
After Georgia Tech wins the coaches poll by 1 point. They are playing this week. It is the Friday night primetime game on ESPN. And not only have they not played since 1990, this is the first time they will have played each other in each program's history.
So this decides the 1990 national championship.
Took long enough.
Fair enough.
Unless next year they split and because they got the return game in Bobby Dodd next year.
Okay, points for the sounder. We will have a Greg Palm Game of the Week every week. I don't know why you picked this one given all the other ones, but I respect
historical
your quirks.
Nerdy.
Yes. Let's go through this. I'm dying to get the list. What do we got?
Okay, Jim. Number 12, we got LSU. Garrett Nussmeier returns at quarterback. A lot of promise for this LSU team to make the college football playoff. Did you know they have lost 5 straight season openers? And you know, when I try to break a season opener losing streak, I go and play at Clemson in week one.
Yeah, go ahead and make that 6.
All right, number 11 is Michigan. Time to see if we carry that end of season momentum into 2025. Did they find something? And it is finally official. Bryce Underwood is behind center.
Yeah, but he's at the end of the day, he's still a true freshman quarterback. I think this is ambitious, putting Michigan at 11. I would be shocked if they make the college football playoff this season. I think there's going to be at least a couple losses that you can attribute directly to freshman mistakes. And I think you're okay with it if you're a Michigan fan. Get it out of your system. Develop the guy, and then maybe next year you're like a Florida, South Carolina, straight to the moon with your great young quarterback.
I mean, when you look at the losses, though, what are your for sure losses?
I think they're losing to Norman in week 2.
I would agree.
I think they're losing to Nebraska early in the season on the road.
Okay.
And Ohio State can't lose every year, right?
I mean, that's a fair point. You go 9-3, you're probably not making it, but 10-2 gets you in.
Number 10 is Miami of Florida. Cam Ward is out. Number 1 draft pick to the Titans. Carson Beck is in from Georgia. They host Notre Dame on Sunday. Number 9 is Boise State. Look, they lost Ashton Gentry to the NFL. Basically, if this is typical Boise, got a 2-game season at Notre Dame in week 6 and UNLV hosting, Boise State hosting UNLV, who just had a tough game against Idaho State.
I would make a note that Boise State is on upset alert this week, Thursday night. South Florida, heat, humidity, 90, sticky. And while South Florida got their ass kicked a bunch last year, they return an offense that scored more than 30 points per game. The nuts and bolts are there. Upset alert for Boise.
Number 8, the Georgia Bulldogs. Interested to see them under Gunnar Stockton. Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Ole Miss, they're all on the schedule this week. They start with Marshall at home.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I can't see Georgia even making the playoffs. The O-line last year was the worst in Kirby Smart's era. I'm not sure how much that's going to be better. They lost a ton of talent to the NFL, one of the youngest rosters in the SEC. You mentioned Gunnar Stockton. I think this is a year that Kenny Cott's going to be pissed. Georgia's going to be way down.
Number 7, Alabama. They're returning 8 starters on the defensive side of the ball, and Ryan Williams, without Jeremiah Smith, would have been the best freshman wide receiver in the country last year. So big game for them. They are at Florida State, a true road game in Tallahassee to start the season. Number 6, we've got the Oregon Ducks. They're only returning 5 starters from last year's Big Ten championship team. Remember, in the portal, last year they got Dante Moore. He's going to be starting now at quarterback. And Mekhi Hughes from Tulane will be starting in the backfield alongside Moore. Number 5, Clemson. Maybe not so dead anymore. Do they have the championship formula? Jim, you've addressed this quite a bit. An elite quarterback, skilled outside weapons, and a destructive defensive line. They've got that huge Saturday night matchup hosting LSU.
The Battle of Death Valley.
Number 4, Ohio State. I had to remind a friend as little as 2 weeks ago that, yes, Matt Patricia is their defensive coordinator.
He looks good, by the way.
They are hosting Texas.
Hold on. He lost some weight. There's a difference between him looking good and he lost some weight.
I'm just saying he looks good compared to how he used to look.
He'll always be a bozo.
But don't you feel that the Buckeyes are going to be a tad overrated? They got a redshirt freshman insane as their quarterback. They lost 11 dudes to the NFL. And they lost dudes, Jim and Greg. Yep. They lost Henderson and Abukwa. And their schedule, work with me. Texas, probably loss. Mm-hmm. At Illinois, potential loss. At Nebraska, tricky. At Michigan,
no gimme.
And then at Washington, too, which I understand nobody believes in Washington. Kind of a tough trip. I think when it's all said and done, the Buckeyes are going to be a tad disappointing.
I like you fading Georgia and Ohio State.
One thing I do want to mention about Patricia is, part of the reason why he failed with the Lions is because he was kind of a douchey tyrant. Is there more leeway to act that way in college?
Oh, because the kids have to listen to him.
Yes. Urban Meyer was the way he was in college, was one of the best college coaches of all time, and failed in the pros because of that. Interesting to take a look at.
I want to clarify, Patricia didn't just fail with the Lions. He also went to the Eagles and ruined their defense the year before they won the Super Bowl.
And I'm sure he's... You know what? I'm very upset with myself because that should have been the number one reason why you fade Ohio State. Yes. Because of Matt Patricia, despite looking good.
All right,
the
number 3
is still really scraggly, though.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Texas. They are the highest ranked team that still has an over-under at 9.5. It's still on the upper end of that, but still at 9.5. Number 2, Penn State. Now, depending on your sports book, they have the best odds of any team to finish over 10.5 wins. What I found was minus 105 are the odds for that. They will start with Nevada.
Okay, so I'm a dope. I know everybody says Penn State, James Franklin, 4-20 against top 10 teams. This is the year, Jim.
Oh, God.
This is the year, Greg. Drew Aller, a third-year starter. They're going to the postseason. Their toughest game is at Ohio State. Not quite sure how good the Buckeyes are going to be. They get Nevada this week. They're a 44.5-point favorite. This is the year for the Nittany Lions in Crappy Valley. I truly believe this.
Is it because you and James Franklin have the same haircut?
We do. We both look good.
I'll believe it when I see it. I know they have all the advantages. Soft schedule. They host Oregon in what's going to be a whiteout at night. I just don't believe it till I see it.
But they're going to make the playoff.
Oh, they'll be in the playoff.
Okay.
James Franklin, by the way, in some ways is the best college football coach for bettors. You know he'll win the games he should, yes. And you know he'll lose the games he should.
He was kind of like Harbaugh before cheating.
Got to find his stallions.
Guys, if you're filling in the blanks, you know who's coming in at number 1. Everyone's favorite independent Notre Dame. There is significant separation, actually, between them and number 2, Penn State. The difference between them and Penn State is actually greater than the difference between 2 and 6.
Based on what? Why are they number 1?
Their over-under is at 10.5. They have the most expected wins of anybody outside of Penn State, and their schedule is quite difficult. Greg Pound will reward you for a difficult schedule. Got to see it play out, but that is what we are rewarding Notre Dame for.
Early now, in the schedule, they play, at Miami? They're going to get A&M early.
Yeah, that's a huge test. That's kind of how they opened last year was big primetime road game. Do want to mention, O-line is one more year experience across the board. They're replacing Riley Leonard with C.J. Carr. And we mentioned that game at Miami to start the season.
The thing I'd say about Notre Dame, C.J. Carr will be a different quarterback than Leonard. The offense will have to be different. Can they get some verticality to the passing game? Can they have a balanced offense? They're going to run the football. I have no doubt about it. They're going to be in the college football playoff. I have no doubt about that.
I have no doubt about that.
But I don't know if they're winning it with a freshman quarterback, albeit a redshirt freshman.
I just like that Greg Palm, Greg Hargrave, He rewards you for having a tough schedule. I enjoy that about Greg Pomp.
You get credit when you beat good teams.
Yes, I dig that.
That's how it should be.
Tell that to the SEC.
2026, you're going to get with it.
Eventually.
That's Greg Pomp. Yeah, one of these days. It's 97.1.